Well, we're concerned here, 16th of February 1978, and we're discussing, following on from the discussion on the other side, we want to characterise the methodologically mature way of approaching this question of the relationship between the conceptual structure, various informal aspects, informal conceptual structure, and the mathematical formalism, significance of mathematical viewpoint on the relationship between structures and our mathematical formalism. From the level at which we might cause the conceptual issues which are involved in the choice of, as it were, level on which to effect the, which is just we might be able to effect unification of the mathematical formalism. Now, I'm sorry, resuming after interruption. Say, methodologically mature approach to this. See Isham's discussion about the levels on which we might consider attempting, which conceptual issues, conceptual questions do enter into our treatment of the relationships between structures in our mathematical formalisms. In this case, mathematical formalism of two theories, both of them implicated in a very, very fundamental way in our understanding of the world. See what Hooke has to say about Einstein as against Bohr, and both of them thereby demanding, if indeed we take the viewpoint of the relationship between conceptual structure and mathematical formalism of our theories being a very intimate one, one which is fundamental for understanding of what the theories are about, our intuitive understanding of what the theories are about, and our do not read from that contention of Hooker's, which you're contesting here. It is too tempting, ultra tempting, to as Bohm has done, to go to the idea that from an understanding of what our of informal conceptual structure, what the theories are about, understanding of informal conceptual structure, understanding what the theories are about, of what can be said in a radically intentional sense, which we sort of make intelligible to ourselves through analogies and through, as it were, relationships between model twos, see grades, we can arrive at desiderata for the approach to the unification of the mathematical formalisms of the two theories, and in doing so actually shed light on the significance of certain their significance for certain questions in Foundation's research in mathematics, which is, and it seems to me that this is where Lorvier has gone astray with this business about non-linearity, rather Sachs, and this business about non-linearity, linearity. This is how you went astray, and you got bogged down into all this business about non-linear sheaf theory and so on, the role of sheaves and modelling the theory of quantifiers, and the general question about monism and the implicate order discussed by Bohm, and attempting to relate these directly. It can't be done. Compare the approach of Penrose and Sparling, but at the same time we should recognise the approach of Penrose and Sparling, that we do require to provide ultimately conceptual justifications in terms of the significance for our view of the world. The approach to mathematical unification of structure, as intended to provide the framework for the construction of a unified theory, in this case, unified theory of space-time structure. But in doing so, we shall see that the opposition, being continuous discrete, already on the point of view of Bohm, perhaps involving a too restricted way of posing the question, the oppositions, the antinomies, the opposite, the putative oppositions between the principles of coherence, of ontology, notions of order, as it were, second level, higher level, a systematic unity between ways of drawing conceptual distinctions. Compare Gray's, whose concern is with the mathematical justification we can give, one level of analysis of the relationship between conceptual structure and mathematical formalism. Our concern is with the mathematical justification in terms of the viewpoint, new viewpoint of from which we now view the mathematical formalism. Justification we can give for re-examining the ways in which the conceptual distinctions which we drew in our previous theory, the ways in which those conceptual distinctions were related to and supported by the mathematical formalism of the theory, how they are together related to the viewpoint on the conceptual distinctions involved in the changes in the way that we might draw conceptual distinctions, the accounts that we might offer of the way in which our predicate stock coheres, talking now about a particular level of coherence in the with respect to the formalism of the covering theory, of which a very good example is that in GMD, for instance, the discussion of mass in GMD, but let's be very careful to distinguish that new passage altogether. This what follows is now a new passage altogether. Speculating earlier on about the way the justification for the view expressed in Graves's discussion of the role of models as ontological hypotheses, precise analysis of what it is that is allegedly neglected, is allegedly omitted, what aspect of the analysis, what aspect of the analysis of the notion of intertheoretic explanation, significant from the point of view of systematic scientific realism, or significant from the point of view of the deciding on the cogency of a systematic scientific realism, antinomality, that is omitted in straightforward attempts at logical reconstruction of theories. It's argued that what is omitted is the conceptual aspects, the way in which conceptual aspect of intertheoretic explanation operates. You started off your discussion on the other side of this tape with the discussion of the relationship between the way in which intertheoretic relation into the aspect of intertheoretic relations in science, physical science, mathematically evolved physical sciences, as opposed to those in mathematics itself, is touched on by Castaway, and then remarked on the heuristic significance of heuristic grasp of intertheoretic relations, and how, as in Scott's remarks in Advice on Metalogic, he remarks about real numbers, we can give an account of the structure of the real number, system of real numbers, in purely set theoretical terms, but insofar as we're concerned with analysis of concepts important in our understanding of real numbers, and analysis of and development of concepts important in our understanding of real numbers, and indeed development of the concept of number itself, extension of the concept of number, it's more likely that conceptual breakthroughs, conceptual discoveries, significant from the point of view of unification of, for instance, our view of structures, compare, for instance, the attempt as a first step towards proclaimed eventual aims of the twisted program, combinatorial representation of all the operations on quantities putatively, physically significant, significance in terms of physical mathematics, physical description of space and time, mathematically all the quantities involved in the mathematical description of the properties of space and time should find their expression in terms of purely combinatorial operations, and the conceptual thinking behind that is first step towards that. The reduction, the representation of all the structures of the real number, continuum of field line, of real numbers, all constructions on real numbers should be re-expressed in terms of complex, and because of the role of the complex numbers in the mathematical formalism of quantum mechanics, not to concern here, notice, with conceptual justification of the mathematical formalism of quantum mechanics, or of the understanding. We're following a quite different route in this case from that sketched out by Hooker, the mathematical, the understanding of the mathematical formalism of quantum mechanics, of the way in which conceptual structures expressed in, find expression in the structures which we encounter in the mathematical formalism. We're concerned here directly with unification of the mathematical formalisms of the two theories by re-expressing one in terms of the other, and showing how that in turn can lead us to, well, some various hints at unification's technical mathematical program, in course of which, however, we encounter questions regarding the possibility of certain constructions which do seem to possess profound conceptual significance from the point of view of the questions that you were concerned about. We were talking earlier on about the question whether very general conceptions, ontological conceptions, conceptual, some very fundamental form of conceptualization is already involved in the mathematical, in our mathematical formalism, in the way in which we can express, way in which we set about, for instance, trying to accommodate informal conceptual structure, sort of questions that we might want to pose about what sophisticated analysis of the conceptual sensitivities which are operative in the development of, for instance, one viewpoint, you know, the viewpoint on one mathematical formalism, which is putatively able to, by allowing re-expression of the operations and quantities of the formalism in its earlier formulation, to place into relief particular structure, which is significant from the physical point of view and from the putative perspective of the correlation of functional relationships between quantities with respect to some one quantity which is putatively significant conceptually, from the point of view presumably of the interpretation of the theory. Hence, e.g., spinors and half integral quantities in mathematical formalism and GR. But getting further beyond that is a problem. You're beginning to drift off course. It does seem to me that there is a serious problem here. Going back to the beginning again now, this is a new section. I'm concerned with what what fundamental criticisms of the approach to inter-theory relations biological reconstruction might be held to have. First of all, remember the Castongue passage. There's an aspect of the way in which inter-theoretic explanation functions, which it is perhaps difficult to capture. The cogency of an inter-theoretical explanation is intimately tied to the more the perspective in which we view the model. The model of the theory as an ontological hypothesis, the way it fits in perhaps with our overall ideals, conceptions of natural order. That's a great mistake, incidentally. That's the claim you want to make, but you want to then go on to say, actually, I believe ultimately that that contention is itself mistaken and can lead, and is the fruit of reflection upon the is a fruit of itself an immature philosophy of science, which is itself insufficiently sensitive to the way, the extremely subtle and intricate way in which conceptual considerations, conceptual sensitivities do operate in theoretic explanation, when it is explanation of one mathematically sophisticated theory implying sophisticated physical mathematics by another, and is also incapable of handling generic theories, increasingly important in any understanding of inter-theoretic explanation, in any understanding of any model of the way that inter-theoretic explanation actually functions in science. Theories which such a model must be able to handle. Model now talking in the sense of the theory of scientific explanation. Account of scientific explanation, namely generic theories, theories which are not developed to account for the putative success of one theory in terms touched on by Hooker, by Sellars, that is to say, by advancing as an ontological hypothesis model. An intended description, true intended description of a level of reality. Rather, the way in which we do that itself must take account of the influence of and the relationship between various questions regarding the role of metaphysical conceptions in Hooker in the Synthesi article, in assessing the way in which we employ and develop certain generic theories, and this in its turn involves us in issues in the foundations of mathematics, and as well as it were, item by item analysis of topics in the foundations of physics, foundation studies in physical theories. Incidentally, the earlier point you were trying to make earlier on was, of course, the point about the difference between the level of system that which we can regard, the way in which we draw conceptual distinctions in the way in which we may be able to redraw conceptual distinctions or surrender certain conceptual distinctions or further elaborate, for instance, further elaborate and distinguish between concepts which are operative in the in our informal handling of and development of the models as intended ontological hypotheses of previous theories, ways in which they develop further development and refinement or abandonment and redrawing of conceptual distinctions involved in the abandonment of these is itself influenced by developments in mathematical formalism. That question, as approached, as Gray's does, for instance, by in analysis of individual cases. We must not leap, and I think the trouble with Boehm and Hooker is that they have leapt much too quickly into attempting to force the relationships between the ways in which we do that into a sort of procrustean bed of opposed metaphysical conceptions between higher level systematic ways in which such conceptual distinctions may themselves in turn be related to an ontology, a principle of coherence on ontology, and reading that back into the mathematical formalism and actually taking it as directly relevant to the treatment of certain topics and foundations of mathematical theories. See, for instance, Scott's remarks about individuals and the remarks about individuals and in Wang. Anyway, going back to, this is the 16th of February 1978, going back to question why logical reconstruction of inter-theory relations may be held to distort or be insensitive to certain aspects of the way in which explanations function. First, it is usually, this is important for a footnote in the thesis, first it deals with reconstruction, precisely with already reconstructed theories, of which already reconstructed as logical calculi. See Gray's remarks and others about the standard construal of scientific theories, the former standard construal, the formerly standard construal. First, our concern, sorry, this is a parenthesis. Recall that Putnam actually argues that we make the notion of property intelligible through the theory of scientific explanation. That is to say, going back before that, make some reference to the notion of completely self-enclosed level, the way in which the kind of the great objection to the kind of account that Boehm is offering is precisely the way that it is entirely self-enclosed, like any system of metaphysics, the way that the conceptual distinctions interlock, and so completely here that the very notion of functional correspondence itself, as it were, is shown to belong to a particular notion of conceptual, conception of order, of natural order, as tied to, involved in, tied up with a particular ontological ideal, a particular ontology, a particular principle of coherence of ontology, a particular kind of a view of the kind of structure that we can in principle encounter, in terms of which we can in principle make coherent, make intelligible, coherent our conception, our conceptualization of the relationship between the other structures that we encountered, structures involved in our description and conceptual distinctions, anchored in those structures and related through them in our investigation of the world. The characterized monism in those terms and see that there is in the model of pre-geometry, the Borel set model of pre-geometry and so on, an alternative principle at work which might well be characterized in the terms that Asperger implies. But the main point that we want to establish is that although they may be of heuristic value in discussing the ways in which conceptual sensitivity is operating in the development of mathematical formalisms in the kinds of considerations that we can imagine as leading to one notion which formally taken as primitive regardless fundamental out of some other, they themselves are not fixed forever. Characterizing the notion of atomism, the whole congeries of concepts, certainly as far as any visualizable model, visualizable content is concerned, the notion of principal coherence of ontology has to be as one opposed to the other, and as discussed in Hooker, and the relationships between mathematical structures involved, the structures involved in mathematical formalisms and the respective theories, and their significance for their being expressive of particular conceptual structure and mutative principle coherence of ontologies has to be treated very, 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 very warily, very, very charily indeed. And in fact, you don't agree with it, so, and reject Hooker and Berman and so on for that reason. Going back to what you were saying earlier on, your concern is with the notion of inter-theoretic explanation touched on by Gaston Guay. The logical, the account which deals with inter-theoretic explanation purely in terms of the relationship between logical reconstructions of our scientific theories, between finished reconstructions, ignores the cogency, the felt cogency of particular one aspect of the most intentional notion of the aspect of inter-theoretic explanation, namely that it suggests ways, perhaps it's in conformity with, which is just the claim that Hooker, of course, is making, is in conformity with, suggests ways in which conceptual distinctions that we draw in terms of one theory may be related to, insofar as may be related to those drawn in another via the function of the covering theory for both of them, or the one treated as covering theory for the other, as providing ontological hypotheses, models in sense of ontological hypotheses, see Graves. And the way in which it does this, in fact, it's turned be related to certain conceptions of ideals of natural order, which themselves evolve over time, or may be related to the plausibility of very general metaphysical conceptions, which are also putatively involved in our understanding of the structures which arise in mathematical formalism of those theories, the way that they might in turn be related. That is Hooker's contention. And you then go on to say that this is itself some conception which you wish to criticise. But the important thing is that it's not between two scientific theories in a completed state. Say something here about the context of justification, the context of discovery. In fact, right back at the very beginning when you're first talking, you say a little bit about the context of justification, the context of discovery.